Very nice.
Thank you.
So when you write your songs, do the ideas just pop in your head and you sit down and you begin to write? Or do you develop them over a long period of time? Or how? What's your style of writing?
It's kind of a mixed bag. I have kind of a weird system of I like to write when I drive for some reason.
Wow. Do you carry a little recorder?
No. I sometimes have carried a recorder, but I tend to pick up more engine noise in the car that way. But,
where you could maybe read like a line or the idea into it so you don't forget.
I usually mostly carry a little tiny notebook that I got at the dollar store, and I just if I get a lyric idea, I write in it, and as I build on it, I just keep scribbling until I end up with a tune. Some of them have come just very quickly. That last song, pretty much, I was just happened to walk outside with my guitar in the front yard one morning and wrote that song. I mean, it just kind of came out, you know, as I was singing, I just kept coming up with things. And by, you know, half hour, 45 minutes, I'd come up with the whole tune. I did edit it a little later on, some of the lyrics, but the majority of it came all at once.
Right then.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's because I get to talk to a lot of singer-songwriters on this show, and seems though there's some people it comes to them when they're sleeping.
Yeah.
And they get up in the middle of the night and
right.
They go sit down.
I've written stuff in the middle of the night watching TV, definitely, for sure. But not so much sleeping. I haven't really come up with too much.
What seems to be the best source of songs for you? You don't write a lot of traditional love songs like seems to be popular on the radio. So what seems to be your best source of ideas? Do you get them off of TV, out of the newspaper, or they just pop in your head?
Yeah, especially with this last stuff, I really tried to draw really just from personal experience or from just other people that I knew their personal experiences as they related, you know, relayed them to me or how it related to me. I can definitely say this album is by far my most personal work, which is a little scary because it's like, you know, giving everybody a little peekaboo into my psyche, but you know, I really tried to just draw from my own life experiences and just that whole rural atmosphere in life that I was talking about earlier. That to me, it's a shame because it just seems to be kind of disappearing. You know, that farmers having to sell their farm and that have been in the family for generations and things like that. To me, are just it's a shame and it's horrible. So you know, I like to write about things like that.
Yes, and there's a market for that too. A lot of people they want, you know, they feel the same way. So as far as your live performances, which one is there one that you could single out that maybe everything just fell into place, the crowd was in sync with you and right into the music, or maybe it was the largest crowd? What is the one performance that you would say was your best ever?
Oh. I can honestly say no one's ever asked me that before. I don't have a pat answer for that. In recent memories, I'd say probably when I got to open for Steve Forbert, the first show I was pretty nervous. The second show, I felt much more at ease and things went very well there, and it was a good crowd. And, you know, I'm a big Steve Forbert fan myself, so I mean that was a very enjoyable experience. Probably the biggest experience as far as that goes, I got to play with Rick Danko from the band a couple of times.
Wow.
And that was to me like the high point of everything that I've ever done, because I love the band. I mean, to me they're just, you know, they were a great piece of American music, even though I know most of them are from Canada, but that's North America,
right?
You know?
Well, they moved to Woodstock,
right?
And we've had a couple of their friends on the show here. We've had Scott Petito and Leslie Ritter. Mm-hmm. They've done a lot of the recording work at NMR Studios in Woodstock that mm-hmm. Scott runs. And then we had Professor Louie and the Chromatics. And they've played with the band on several of their CDs.
Aaron Hurwitz, right?
That's right.
Yeah,
you know.
I got to play with the second time I played with Rick Danko. Aaron was playing keyboards.
Yes, he's a great keyboardist, mm-hmm. a great accordion player too.
Yeah.
And so they've got one heck of a band. They tour all over. They're going to be doing the Veterans concert series for Vet Rock, and they're going all over the country right now. I know he just sent me an email about a week ago, you know, telling me about where they're going and what they were doing. So Rick Danko's a great performer.
Yeah, and I mean, it was a crying shame, when he passed away. And to me, it was just an honor to get to play with him. I know for him, it was like he did that every show that he went to. He'd get whoever opened up for him to play. But for me, it was a huge thrill.
Oh, yes. I imagine it was. And so you see, folks, we do have the best of area entertainment right here on Intune AM. I don't know why they come to Bennington, but they do. I never knew why they came for the TV show, but we had people writing me from Washington, D.C. to Maine and we didn't have a budget. We couldn't pay them anything. Right. So they were coming because they needed, they knew that they'd be represented fairly and as accurately as we possibly could.
Right. Well, I can honestly say Rick and I had a great time doing the TV show. So.
Oh, yeah. And we'd had to replay it a couple times because of popular interest. I must say it was one of my out of 6 years of doing a weekly show, we did over 300 episodes, and that was one of my top 10.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah.
It's good to hear.
It was. I play it for people every once in a while that drop over to my house. I'd like to convert them all to DVD.
That would be great.
Yeah, and then it'd be a lot more accessible than the VHS.
Yep.
So would you like to hear another one off the CD, or you want to play one?
That's up to you.
Well, if we do we'll do one more off the CD. All right. Which one would you like to hear? All the Stars in Caledonia?
Actually, I'm going to play that one.
Oh, you are?
But how about When You Fall from the Moon, which we were talking about Zeppelin earlier, and that definitely was influenced by Jimmy Page for sure.
Okay, When You Fall from the Moon, and this one is from Duane Carlton's new CD, Chasing After the Stars. I hope you like it.